let's now take a look at the pretermitted children problems. For the first four problems, we're going to assume that the testator was married to the surviving spouse at the time of death, and the testator and surviving spouse had two children, A and PC. PC, short for pretermitted child, was born after the testator executed testator's will, so there's no doubt that PC qualifies as a pretermitted child. We now need to look at the share that PC would receive, if any, under the first four scenarios. Scenario number one is that the will leaves everything to A, the other child. In that case, we look at the amount of the estate passing to children, which in this case is 100%, and give the pretermitted child the share of that determined by adding all of the children beneficiaries, which is 1, plus the pretermitted children, which is also 1, leaving a total of 2. And so now we divide the estate into half, giving the pretermitted child 50%. Now, since there's only one child beneficiary, that child beneficiary has to bear the entire burden of the pretermitted child's share. So the bottom line would be that A, the beneficiary in the will who was supposed to get 100%, gets only 50, and the pretermitted child gets 50. The second scenario. The will leaves the testator's entire estate to the surviving spouse. In this case, the pretermitted child will receive nothing because the entire estate is being left to the pretermitted child's other parent, because the problem said that the surviving spouse is the other parent of PC. So in this case, the pretermitted child gets nothing. The will takes effect as written, leaving the entire estate to the surviving spouse. Scenario number three. The will leaves testator's entire estate to charity. In this case, we again look at the amount of the estate not passing to the pretermitted child's other parent, because nothing was left to a child. In this case, it's 100%. So 100% of the estate is what we start with. We then give the pretermitted child what would have been an intestate share of that amount, which would be 50%. Because there are two children, both A and PC are counted in this determination, and so we take the estate, we divide it in half, so the pretermitted child gets 50%. We only have one other beneficiary to suffer the pretermitted child's share, which is the charity, and so the charity will get 50%. So bottom line, for fact problem three, pretermitted child gets 50%, charity gets 50%. And now, number four, the will leaves $20,000 to A and the remainder to X, some third party. Well, in this situation, we look at the amount of the estate left to other children, which in this case is the amount left to A or $20,000. We then add up the number of will beneficiaries plus the number of pretermitted children, which again is 2, and we give the pretermitted child that particular share. So the pretermitted child would take $10,000, dividing the 2 into the $20,000. We only have one person to account or give up for the pretermitted child's share, so A will only get $10,000 because A's share has to pay, in effect, the entire pretermitted child's share. Now the remainder is unaffected, so the remainder of the estate will still pass to X. So the bottom line, pretermitted child gets $10,000, A gets $10,000, and X still gets the residual of the estate. Now the next problem, problem number five, uses a different fact situation. Husband executes a will after having three children, A, B, and C. The will leaves $75,000 to wife and $25,000 to brother. He then strays from his marital vows and has an affair. As a result, PC is born. Assuming there is no paternity dispute and H dies with a distributable estate of just $100,000, how would the property be distributed? Well, there is nothing left to the pretermitted child's other parent. And there's nothing left to any of his children, A, B, or C. So that means that the size of the estate that we look at to begin our calculations would be the entire estate, which is the full $100,000. We now give the pre-termitted child a intestate share of that $100,000 as if the testator died intestate with no surviving spouse. So if that were the case, there would be four children, A, B, C, and PC. So four kids into the $100,000 gives the pre-termitted child $25,000. $25,000 to the pre-termitted child. We now need to determine how wife and brother account for that amount. We use the typical formula of what's left over what is given to come up with the percentage so we can pro rata reduce the shares of the other beneficiaries. So after we pay the $25,000 to PC, there is $75,000 left, and there was $100,000 given. That gives us the fraction of 3/4 or 75%. So W will get 75% of the original $75,000, which would be $56,250. And the brother gets 75% of his $25,000 gift. So brother will actually receive $18,750. A, B, and C, since they were not included in the will originally, they are not pretermitted children, they have no share at all, and so A, B, and C still get nothing. So their pretermitted half-brother or sister, PC, getting $25,000, indeed has the better deal with regard to the distribution of the estate.